Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Declare your independence. Getting back to the Trump report with Dr. Frank Tamburi. We've been doing since the summer of 15 in Georgia.
They go to places like Montana and Idaho, and you can find some really interesting, like cancer naturopaths, for instance. So anyway, I'm thinking of, who knows, maybe we'll go up there if I can get my wife to put on a hat and earmuffs. But we'll see.
I don't know, Arizona doesn't suck, and it doesn't snow.
Oh, I love Arizona. I prefer here.
Okay, this is something that you'll like. You know, it's always, a few things. You know, it's going to be how you get your water, how are you going to get communication, how are you going to get your power. You know, you get those three main things done, and you're good. So I think we're addressing that. I just got 10 more panels. They're bifacial. They, generate power from both sides if you can get it raised a little bit, whatever. But they're 525-50-watt panels. I mean, these are damn. You know, I had 350s before. These are a little bit bigger, but they're much more efficient. And I got 10 more, and Bob got, I don't know, about as many more. Because his son, the RV Solar Concept guy, he came on the show. They retroactively came to him and said, you know that tariff that you paid on all those panels that you did? That was kind of a deposit so you could get them out. We got 3 years to retroactively do an anti-dumping of IUS $100,000. And he's like, what? And then I started seeing this blowing up all over the place, you know, on searches and so on the internet and everything that there was. But I think it was something from Trump. And, then the Biden administration came in, ooh, thanks for this, we're going to use this. So I'm like, I'm going to need more panels while they're still cheap. I just got some more. So we have about 12,000 watts that we got solar generation and 40 kilowatts of storage of power. So I'm like, I think I'm going to be okay. So this is, now is a good time. If you have a place to put them, the store, I don't know if solar is going to be cheaper later. It keeps getting cheaper, but at some point, it's going to be no. So I just wanted to take advantage of that. Let's see. The story that I wanted to bring up here is Creature from Jekyll Island author, G. Edward Griffin. Fed's digital money will turn us into zombies, official trailer, and it has, the video here. But the main thing is the concept that I want to make sure that we talk about is this central bank digital currency thing. It goes right along with this WHO thing, and it's all at the same time. They're going to be controlling and surveilling your expenditures, your money. They're going to be controlling your health and through whatever government you're on. We went, because Donna, we went, I think it was Tuesday, day before yesterday, we went, my son-in-law, Tim, he deals with, finances and all this kind of stuff for financial planning for senior citizens and stuff, which I guess I am now because I'm 62. So I go in and we started filling out online, the paperwork. And I go, I did this. This is not as easy as you think. It's much more invasive. It's they want to know this and that, and you can't and have to, and you're not allowed, and you're still working, and how much you make. I mean, so we went through it, and within 10 minutes, never freaking mind. I'm not filling out. I don't care. Keep your money. You know, it doesn't matter. So I don't know if I'll be collecting Social Security. You know, I mean, if I got a haves and later, I'm just not. I'm trying to get away from the government. I don't want to like freaking put an IV into them. You know, so you know this. Story here about the central bank digital currency, the Fed's database, the World Health Organization, they control you by health. Then they got the county clipboard guys coming out and tell you what you can and can't do with your land. And so I'm really trying to avoid this stuff. You and your friends, your colleagues, what are they thinking about digital currency? Has that even come up?
You know, sadly, no. I mean, granted, the friends, if we're talking people like Tarzan and you know, him and all the rest, obviously it does. Depends with friends. But as far as doctors, no, I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all. I mean, I think when I bring it up, they kind of somewhat understand maybe the concern. But no, not much. I mean, I remember Freedom to Fascism, the Dr. Ron Paul, the Gary Franchi movie. I mean, there was that lady in there who was explaining it even back then, and it goes back even further, talking about that once you have digital currency, literally the gig is up for freedom. They can turn you off, tell you what to do. Heck, they could say, yeah, you're going to an unapproved doctor, and your money is not going to transfer to the doctor, which is just going to push for crypto more. And by the way, not to off too off topic, but there's a number of I know Tim Pool did a couple stories about. Supposedly word on the street is people who watch what the politicians are doing with their money, you know, like Nancy Pelosi. There's like right. This one guy who just, you know, just follows Nancy Pelosi. Whatever she does, you just follow it kind of thing. Not that I'm giving advice here, but that a lot of these elites have been selling off just massively. They're selling off everything, all kinds of stocks. It's not even from one sector and putting it into another. That you're just seeing for whatever reason that they're making these big sell-offs. Now, why is that? Is it that they obviously know something we don't? Is it the fact they know the economy's got a problem? Well, we all know that. Do they know something's going to happen sooner? Is there a black swan event that they know about? Are we going to be in a war soon that they already know about? And hence they're getting ready to pull out before the economy and the stock market drops. Don't know, but that's certainly speculation. What the question, though, is where are they putting their money? If they're pulling out like millions or billions of dollars collectively out, where is it going? Is it going to defense contractor stocks or is it going into crypto? You know, that's a very interesting question. They're looking at crypto going up. So where are these people putting that money? I don't know. You know, if you're a so-called elite, I mean, how tuned in are they to what's happening? And if they're putting their money into crypto, that says all you need to know about where this thing is going, you know, and their confidence level, which in some ways is good. Because if they put – that's the flip side is that if the corrupt elite put their money into crypto themselves, then they have something to gain from it, and maybe it bolsters the whole – you know, that whole world and takes away from the city, from the central bank currency. I hope that Trump pushes this more. I know Vivek, I think, is the one that put it on his radar. And I think if Trump, not to think about Trump right now, but if Trump kind of changes up or switches up some of his positions, not changes them, but adds certain things like, you know, Julian Assange, if he promises, thank God, I mean, at some point to pardon him or to say, I will never approve the central bank currency here or certain things like that, it would add a different
during thing. His campaign in 16, he was quoting Assange a lot and how great and wonderful. And he, you know, shared information that was important to people should know. And then he didn't say anything in defense of him after they did all this. So I'm
big
like,
disappointment.
Yeah, I'm, you know, so I'm not counting on him, whatever, don't care. Creature from Jekyll Island guy, G. Edward, he says something about, you know, it's interesting, you know, what he had to say. And it's a control mechanism. And who you're talking about, the America from Freedom to Fascism, was Aaron Russo's movie. And Gary Franchi, the Restore the Republic or the Republic, and whatever that, we're in three, the Next News Network came up, was out of Aaron Russo's thing. It was kind of,
okay.
He created the database from that and so on. So it was Aaron Russo deal. And
That's right.
And I think the woman you're talking about, Catherine Austin Fitz, we'll see where she winds up on some things. There's some interesting things that she said that I need to follow up on that I didn't agree with, so we'll see what's up. But the, I know what it was. There was, matter of fact, I just got a message here from Donna. Somebody called after the show, call them. In Southern Arizona, read an article about the Great Taking, asked questions. The Great Taking is the fact that they have already, in this Great Reset, they already did define property rights when it comes to your stocks and retirement and so on. That, and it's the banks. It was kind of yours for a little while, and we wrote some ink on this paper, and it's ours now. And when the collapse comes, that's what this Great Take, the Great Reset is all about. And he wrote this book, The Great Taking. What a lot of people don't know is behind the scenes, after we had done this and that, you know, we've been covering this since 08, and we knew and kind of whatever. And he's like, wow, okay, well, all right. And I said, and we have audience members that are heavily involved in this and know some of the people behind the scenes. And it's always, you know, Rockefellers and, you know, and Rothschilds and, you know, the conspiracy guys, of which, you know, it's all winds up being true. And what they had done is I hooked them together. And they kept me in the correspondence and sent me the PDFs of their work and so on. I'm reading their stuff. They are the ones that created the legislation that went into like a dozen states. And the first one was South Dakota, to where they changed the UCC, Universal Commercial Code, at the state level to protect property rights so that they're not going to be able to take the Great Taking kind of thing. And I'm like, woo, all right, you guys go. So this is getting some blowback. It's getting some attention. It's getting, you know, some action on it. And a lot of people, oh, did you know about it? I go, yes, I do know about it. So it is, it's interesting to see the power of Captain Mark. He knows a guy, you know, so that helps.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Two points on that. First is the larger picture, which is, and I know we kind of see it, but how many of these big balls in the air that we're watching, like the World Health Organization issue that's coming up in May, they'll pass it, then they'll let the dust settle. Most people not even know it passed, and it won't really bite them in the you-know-what until sometime later, but they've got it passed. Then you've got the central bank currency, got their digital currency, and they're setting that whole thing up. And then you have the whole AI issue, and you have, I wanted to get about the IRS. I don't know if you saw the James O'Keefe expose video that just dropped the other day. Part two comes out Monday. We'll definitely talk. Basically, it was they had a hidden camera, another gate or something, and they had an IRS, the enforcement arm of the IRS, on a dinner date, admitting, you know, I mean, he's calling his own IRS agents thugs and what they're doing, and he was admitting that they have access to everyone's bank accounts, that they can quote unquote unconstitutionally just snoop in everyone's bank account that's linked, see what you have in there, and they have AI trained to be doing all of this. He also said that right now the IRS is focusing on the NFL. They're actually going to be investigating or auditing, what have you, every single NFL owner. I mean, just across the board, just because he says.
Well, I did see something. The reason that they're doing that is because the if it's collegiate and a lot of other sports, they're sports, and where the NFL is classified as entertainment, and it gives a different connotation in the law on taxes or something. So they just change a word, and they're going to be able to rape them to whatever.
Right. So what I'm getting to is, I mean, that in itself, and by the way, I encourage you all to check out James O'Keefe Media. I don't know if it's grown legs yet, it's gone viral yet. A lot of, sometimes this stuff does, sometimes it doesn't.
No, we have it up.
Yeah, you have it up. Okay, so you already know about that. So what?
Well, I watched the first one, and then they had cameras on illegals that went in for them, and they kind of get what they're finding out, and some of this. Well, let's get through some of this stuff. I got a bunch of stories that cover this stuff.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know what your list is there. I got some things on mine.
I know.
But I'm just commenting. I'm commenting on the fact of just this larger issue, like the python that slowly, you know, starts to circles around you, tightens a little bit and loosens up, tightens a little bit more, like, kind of like a siege. And then finally, just when it really counts, that goes in for the kill. And man, oh, man, I'm sure a lot of this audience, we can just sense that because we have the war in 24. Who the hell knows how this year is going to end up? That's a whole loaded topic, of course. But you think about the World Health Organization, that law will be, or ruling will be passed, the treaty, whatever. And then you've got the digital currency maybe set up that will turn around and maybe built into the law for digital currency of the government is, oh, other cryptos are illegal. Who knows? Then you have the stuff about AI and about censorship and what you can say and not say. I mean, all of these things are kind of being set up that we can tell. Imagine when they're all turned on at the same time. And it's like you could see the pipe being laid, you know, just a little bit over here, then a distraction, then we're talking about Budweiser and whatever, and then it's another, and then trans, whatever, and then we're talking about, like you said.
Okay, well, let's talk about UFOs, it. Let's get to it.
But they're laying all the pipe, and if every one of them gets turned on at the same time, I just imagine the wake-up call humanity's going to have, or at least Americans, but it's coming soon. Go ahead.
Man, I'm just going to go through all of them so we can get to them because, you know, damn.
Go.
All right. One, medical staff ordered to euthanize COVID patients leaked docs. Nah, can't talk about it. Got to go to the next one. Hotels are making millions of dollars off the migrant crisis. They have in New York, they're just, you know, big luxury hotels. They're just bringing them in, give them a check and some money, and here's your room key. New York's radical gun restrictions headed to the Supreme Court. Not allowed. We'll get back to it. Let me make that. Nope. Not allowed. You go too long. American totalitarian crypto dollar may come before the election. So we get to talk about the CBDC, whether that happens before the election. Jackpot, New York City mayor to give migrants preloaded debit cards worth up to $10,000. Nope, you're not allowed to talk about it. We'll talk about it in a minute. Trump says Tulsi Gabbard is on his VP short list. Well, who else? We get to talk about Trump VP picks. Yeah, Frank should have an opinion on that. Nope, we got to wait. Then we got nuclear SMR welding breakthrough. A year's work now takes a day. This is a welding technique that they can build tanks for nuclear reactor vessels that all of a sudden, I guess they learned from, I don't know, making starships or something, that they can make mini reactors that will be for small towns, neighborhoods, whatever. This small, put it on an 18-wheeler truck and deliver, and here's your power kind of thing. That's a coming. FYI. Then we have, we can start with those. The first one I mentioned, medical staff ordered to euthanize COVID patients. Frank, it's a comment. Go.
No, I have no comment on that.
Man, if I didn't do that, we'd never get through it, you know?
Go ahead. Next one. Let's talk about but New York. I want to talk about New York real quick with the migrants and all of that.
Well, we got to do it in order. Okay.
I just have to point something. This is not just being hyperbolic and silly. I really feel that part of this, I mean, that the establishment is getting beaten down at their own game, what was exposed to the Fannie Willis deal, all of this. We can talk about this a little bit later. But I really believe that there's going to be the ultimate FU to Donald Trump, or at least they're going to try to, by using these court cases. They're going to try to take his money, right? $350 million or whatever, plus with all the interest, and they're going to find all sorts of ways to ramp that up. It's just
but he got $1 billion in marketing running for president, so he saved money.
Say that again?
It cost $1 billion to $2 billion to become president now.
Right. Well,
he charged him for $300 and something million. I guarantee he got at least that much in publicity.
Well,
he got a discount.
No, I'm sure. Exactly. I'm sure he did. But they're going to do everything, right? They're trying to dissolve his businesses, and they're charging him all this money. And then if he fights it or even challenges it, they're already trying to change things as usual. And they're threatening. I mean, whoever's the DA in New York, whatever, she's saying that if there's any delay, we're going to seize his properties and force him to pay it. So there's no more delays. They want that money gone now. Probably because they think it's going to hurt him for the election, or just because. I don't know how they don't realize it keeps feeding the beast here for them. But here's the kicker. They want to seize his properties. And guess what they're probably going to do? They're going to use this verdict,
turn it into homeless,
seize his properties, and then take Trump Tower and put all the migrants, all the illegals in there. I mean, talk about the ultimate FU of the guy that said build the wall, and they're going to take his stuff and put all the illegals in all of his Trump buildings. That, I think, is just the gesture politics. It sounds like it's something from The Onion, but I guarantee that that's what they want to do, to throw in the marquee that we won. I don't know how much of a win that is, but I definitely see that coming. It's incredible.
You know how bad it is? This is how bad it is. They brought back Jon Stewart for The Daily Show. You know, I'm going, man, they need some Jon Stewart for The Daily Show, because, you know, Oliver and what's his name? Colbert.
Jimmy Kimmel?
You know, not all the same. You know, but Colbert and Oliver came from The Daily Show. And
right.
Jon Stewart, at least he made it funny. He's a stand-up. He's a comedian. He'd make fun of, you know, Biden's mental health and go, well, you know, and then he'd show a bunch of Trump stuff, you know, kind of. It was just, Jon Stewart did it better than most. So that's their A game. You know, not Rachel Maddow just melting down on now to quit it and, you know, I'm Butch, whatever. You know, you have, Jon Stewart has some skills. I watched his first show and I just, you know, he's really forcing it, and it's just not working. And I'm just like, you know, sorry, man, I gave you a shot, but it's just, you're there to propagandize. They needed you for the 24 election cycle, and you're just, you know, obviously misrepresenting or lying to the people. It's not going to work. So I don't see, I think that you look at the Daily Show ratings with Jon Stewart, that he, in his heyday, and the top of the, during the baby Bush administration and Obama and whatever, I just, you know, bring it. Well, they're not going to be able to. It's not working. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Well, I did want to get you to comment, you know, on medical staff ordering freaking COVID patients to be euthanized. And then this was the official documents were leaked from the UK's state-funded National Health Service. So this is UK. And a lot of this is going to Australia, New Zealand. It's where the crown is printed on the money. Crap happens, like Canada. I mean, you know, seriously. The docs further confirm the previous reporting from Slate News that revealed patients were euthanized in order to boost the numbers for COVID deaths. As Slate News reported, smoking gun evidence revealed that tens of thousands of elderly people were murdered to boost the mortality rates. The data produced for the report indicated that people were being euthanized using a fatal injection of midazolam. What the heck is that?
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. Authorities are reporting that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems expected to affect the country in the coming week. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information to detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. What we're going to do is give you as much as we can of the edited show down from, we average 5 hours on the Trump Report every week. It's a thing. And you can get the full shows by going to freedomsphoenix.com. At the top right, you'll see the icon for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and you can go in there and you'll see the full shows. Now, I'm just giving you a taste here. It's probably half of the show that we did, but it's entertaining, and it'll give you a little taste of you want to go listen to the rest of the show. The docs further confirm the previous reporting from Slate News that revealed patients were euthanized in order to boost the numbers for COVID deaths. As Slate News reported, smoking gun evidence revealed that tens of thousands of elderly people were murdered to boost the mortality rates. The data produced for the report indicated that people were being euthanized using a fatal injection of midazolam. What the heck is that?
I don't know. Yeah,
so this, they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
Well, first off,
Governor Cuomo was sending them into the nursing homes and concentrating them, trying to kill, a bunch of people to save them gazillions of dollars of we owe them entitlement money of health care or something. I think they wouldn't do it. Of course they do it.
Well, you know what? Bring up, it's kind of a loaded topic, but I'll make this brief. You can start the timer. But, first off, I'm not going to comment much on that one itself because I'm not doubting you, but I like to learn more about, the details on that case. That was news to me. But it does bring up the larger issue of euthanasia and the legalization of it. We had our discussion of the economic.
Canada is euthanizing people that are vaccine damage that they made them take. I'm like, what the crap is that?
Yeah, no. But this is just the drop in the ocean of the bigger problem. We had Ernie and I are part of this economic discussion group. Most of you know, it's sort of like a political think tank sort of thing, liberty and constitutional stuff. Anyway, it was an interesting question we had some time ago that was brought to the audience, which was, what is there anything that we really believed in the past that we had a turnaround? That's something that we had a change of opinion. For a lot of us, it doesn't happen a lot. It's not because we're so stubborn, but a lot of us have a kind of a foundational philosophy and viewpoint where things are consistent to ourselves. But at what point does something change? And I will admit, the one I wrestle with quite a bit is euthanasia. I mean, as a libertarian, it's just not even a question. For some government to say you're not allowed to kill yourself, it's the ultimate point of autonomy. It's not to mention
taking a 13-year-old in the back room outside of their parents' earshot of here, sign this pen, and they kill your kid because it's got beginnings of multiple sclerosis or they're worried about cancer.
Exactly. But it's one of those issues that really strikes to the heart of the libertarians, kind of like the whole abortion thing, not to get into that, but it's why it's so difficult, especially for libertarians over some, at least for me, with a libertarian strong bent, is euthanasia. To me, it was an automatic, of course you should be allowed to do it. But understanding medicine, understanding the medical system, how broken it is, understanding how fascism rolls its ugly head and its tentacles, seeing what's going on right now, that their concern of overpopulation, whether it's true or not, the justifications that they'll do, how they'll lie and about medical information that everyone now has seen that for the most part. You start adding all that together, legalizing euthanasia, as much as I feel.
Or poverty. In Canada, you're poor is justification.
The downstream problems of what that will turn into is absolutely horrific. The more you play that out, so it's a ferocious ambiguity again on that topic about the medical euthanasia.
But okay, this issue came up in Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany, it was the imbeciles, the dependent, the mentally challenged, the homosexuals, the Jews, whatever. It was whatever they considered low hanging fruit, a burden on society, and who gets to determine. And, of course, they got a poster child of, some whatever heavily disabled, mental half-brain gone, whatever the heck. But they just want to rationalize the power of not only are they offering euthanasia, they're requiring it.
And I say, oh, this is, oh, you're a little too, and then in Canada, this is one thing Russell Brand was going on about. What the crap is going on? They're euthanizing people for drug addiction, euthanizing people, they want, they're just, you know, too poor. I can't afford to live. You know, can you help me kill my, absolutely, not a problem.
There you go.
You know,
right this there. Is, the too poor to live, that's where it comes in.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of too poors. The, you know, we got several stories up here about, you know, giving cash cards and housing and all kinds of benefits to illegal immigrants in New York City. And I'm just, peace, you know, knock yourself out. I don't care, New York. I don't care about New York about as much as I don't care about Hamas, Israel, and Ukraine. I don't care. You know, it's over there. Go do that. That's not affecting my desert. And but this philosophical mindset that what's mine is theirs, and they're giving it this. See, I don't care if you're from Appalachia. You know, if you're a hillbilly, whatever, you don't have entitlement to my money. Well, how did that happen? You know, so the fact that you come from Mexico or Honduras or Brazil, I don't care. It's the same thing. You know, it doesn't matter to me. It's not yours. It's mine. So this, I don't understand the political gain that you have the mayor of New York giving all this money to them. I don't understand. You know, what is it you think that they're getting out of this? Because this is, you know, here's the story. Jackpot. New York City mayor to give migrants preloaded debit cards worth up to $10,000. Thousands of lucky migrants who end up in the progressive hellhole of New York City could, and this is from Zero Hedge, this isn't some, you know, off the wall thing, could soon receive preloaded debit cards with amounts as much as $10,000 on a new controversial program launched by Democrat Mayor Eric Adams. The New York Post reports Adams' genius plan to give unvetted illegals taxpayer funds is set to begin with 500 families staying at the luxurious Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. What is the purpose of this? What is the benefit you think they get from this?
You know, it's a bunch of, you know, more technical and strategic and smart reasons, which is probably really what you're asking. But I have to say, just sometimes you just bow to the absurd. I'm starting to see it. I'm trying to answer your question. I'm not trying to not answer it, but I feel like the amount of damage that they're doing on all sides, you know, by keeping Joe Biden in there, having not a plan, apparently, the New York thing you're talking about, but showing that the, what they did to Trump, which is just a calling card to the whole world not to have a business in New York. You got Kevin O'Leary screaming on CNN, and he's like, oh, I don't even care about Trump, but my God, what message did you say? Is that you could just come in and just strip away and destroy any company if you don't like them? I mean, that's really what the message is. And, of course, New York's saying, oh, no, we didn't really mean that. It's just, come on, wink, wink. We're just trying to get Trump. That's all, wink, wink. Well, we're not going to come after you. But like Kevin O'Leary says, the question every businessman wants to know is, who's next? So look at that, the amount of damage they've done. You have AOC that chased away Amazon when Amazon was going to open their plant there. I mean, we could start wherever, but the amount of money and business that keeps leaving New York, not to mention the quality people that are leaving because of the highest taxes and the exodus to Florida. I mean, New York is self-sabotaging themselves in so many ways, and you said in all kinds of ways, and then adding all the immigrants, the illegals there, right? And you've got even base voters, you know, that's always voted Democrat, and they're literally in front of them watching their cities change. Eric Adams himself is sitting there saying New York is going to be permanently changed. You've got, you know, the schools being shut down to put the illegals there. I mean, it just from all sides. I also had heard some people who lived in New York for years and then went back to New York. They were saying how desolate it seems Times Square is. They said it used to be just bustling with people. Now there's hardly anybody in Times Square by comparison. People are afraid to go out. They're staying in their homes. They said a lot of it is since COVID, where people aren't even going to work. They're just doing remote. So it's not even the bustle of New York. Like the city is changing before them on all fronts. And it's kind of I'm using this symbolically or just as an example of how much I feel that the left or the establishment, you know, they always seem to have a plan. They spent they spent decades, you know, coordinating, you know, everything from whether the Bilderbergs to this group and that group and consensus building amongst the elite and the powerful. And they spent, you know, to their credit, dare I say, they spent, you know, lifetimes building up this infrastructure where the tech community speaks with the bankers and the legal and the politicians, and they have the official way that they get stuff done, and then the unofficial way that they have things done, like the Bilderbergs or whatever. All of that they've worked on, and it's all being undermined by this nationalist movement going around the world. And that's why, of course, there's no surprise to this audience, you know, starting with Brexit, that's when the shot across the bow that, oh, my God, you know, the inmates are getting ready to take over the prison the way that they see it, since they already look at this as a prison planet anyway, right? Thanks, Alex Jones. But the fact that the reaction is so discordant, it's so haphazard, it's so self-destructive, like you're saying, well, I mean, that hence your question. Like, what do you think they're thinking? Having all these illegals coming in there. I mean, maybe on the surface, they thought, oh, it shows how progressive we are. It shows how we're not racist and we could push back to the, you know, to the nationalists, the Republicans, and stop them from getting in office because people won't vote for them, assuming the voting system is legit. And, you know, because after all, you don't want to be called a racist. And that line has worked for decades, you know. Tolerant Americans, the most tolerant people, are the ones that always got shut down because they didn't want to be intolerant. And so they have steamrolled over people in order to whether it's virtue signal, get more votes. Obviously, the obvious answer is clearly having more people that are going to be, you know, loyal Democrat voters. And once they turn the switch and allow illegals to vote, or executive action right before November, where all of a sudden Joe Biden says, guess what? You're illegal now. Stuff it to everybody and let the courts figure it out. Because if he makes everyone legal right before the election, just like everything, they change the rules right before the election. It's too late to fight it, right? The election has to happen. And then afterwards, you figure it out later. And then they say, the election's already over. So now what? So I could see that happening or something to that degree. But going back to my larger point, it's so discordant how many things that they're doing. All these lefty stuff that they've been doing, globalist actions, are backfiring each individually, and they're not self-consistent. You know, if you, like Disney is an example, all the DEI and all the virtue signaling and everything, they kept trying to shove an agenda down people's throats, and it's backfired to such a degree that not only is Disney losing money, they've lost the narrative. They've lost parents. They've lost, you know, people don't even work for Disney. They're going now working for Angel Studios, which is making movies about faith and family. And, you know, you've got Hollywood experts that never would have left Hollywood because that's where the real A game is. Now they're saying, I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care if I get blacklisted, because being part of Hollywood now is being part of. It's like now you're the black sheep if you're still in Hollywood. If you work for Disney, that's not a plus on your resume. Now people are laughing at you, just like having a Harvard degree. You know, I mean, it's not a plus anymore. It's a negative. So this is happening in every sector, whether it's education, you know, the pop culture, the business, everything. And it's, I mean, it's wonderful to watch. I mean, right now, I mean, Ernie and I, mean, at this point, we just get the popcorn. And, you know, we don't want, there's too many stories to go over. But you have to sit back and say, okay, I thought these people really were these geniuses. I thought that they've had decades laying the pipe and it's all there. But you realize that it's kind of like the Joker said, you know, Heath Ledger. And he said how the system is already a bit pretty much unstable. It looks like it's self-contained. It looks like it's orderly. But all it needs is just a little push. And yeah, this is that little push might be Donald Trump, but it's not just Trump. It's a larger
thing. Okay, not to get you off on a whole other tangent, but I got it.
And the point is that they're not as organized as we think. Fannie Willis, I won't go on that right now, but the Fannie Willis part,
as well,
what we saw last week was, I know you don't care about that, but the Fannie Willis deposition, if you saw how that thing played out, was the ultimate poster child for the world to see of what all of this has become, whether diversity hiring, corruption, on and on and on. Attacks on Trump against people about the whole voting elections from J6, which is what that whole thing is about. Like, everything was wrapped up. We didn't even talk about this yet. But it's like you just see how the house of cards is falling apart because it's not organized. It's a bunch of individual things that they thought they would whittle everyone down and they would take over by a death of a thousand cuts. But they're all been backfiring to whatever this is going to turn into. Yeah.
All right, let's get it shorter, man. They have American totalitarian crypto dollar may come before the election. Do you think it will come before the election?
The crypto dollar?
Yeah. Now the central bank digital currency. Here, let me go ahead and read this. You'll understand.
Yeah,
Aaron Day wrote on Zero Hedge, and he's like, you know, this has become a thing. You know, a lot of guys, they write books about this, and all of a sudden he goes, in my 30 years as a serial entrepreneur and liberty activist, I have never encountered a more significant or urgent threat to human freedom and liberty than CBDCs.
Yeah.
My direct experience with cryptocurrencies, insights from researching my book about the threat of CBDCs called The Final Countdown, and an understanding of the political realities regarding CBDCs from my experience running the 2024 Republican presidential primary have propelled me to dedicate 100% of my time and attention to sounding the alarm on this issue. We are at DEFCON 1, how CBDCs could lead to total control of your spending, your identity, your life. CBDCs are a form of digital cash that can be programmed, monitored, and censored by the government. They can serve as a gateway to complete tyranny by enabling social credit scores, digital IDs, vaccine passports, and more. To see what life might be like under this type of digital tyranny, you can read the first chapter of my book at Brownstone Institute, blah, blah, blah. This is, I didn't know, I was thinking they're going to do it as soon as they can do it, but will they do it before the 24 election cycle? Because if Trump gets in, would he enact this kind of stuff? And maybe not. Biden sure as hell will. And if they can get control of the your health via legislation that we comply with whatever the WHO says, and we have central bank digital currency along with a social credit score along. This is it. This is it. So that's why I'm looking forward to Saturday when you have Donald Trump, Epic Times, Bolsonaro, Javier Milei, all that. This is going to be an opportunity to chart a new direction for a philosophical challenge of libertarian ideology and freedom-oriented bite me. This is going to be at CPAC, which is why the Never Trumpers anti, oh my God, they got to have their anti-CPAC thing. So they're going to, who are these guys going to be? They're going to be the neocons. They're going to be the Nikki Haley's. They're going to be the, you know, the DeSantis, these people. I don't know how this is bifurcating into, you know, what? You know, freaking slavery versus not? You know, freedom good, government bad? I don't see that there's going to be a voting our way out of this. It's going to be blood and steel. It's going to be a food thing. It's going to be war. There's going to be mushroom clouds. Putin did it. I mean, you know, whatever is coming. So this central bank digital currency with all the features that a crypto has that makes it cool, it makes it very uncool when the government's behind it. So that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, speculation. I don't think they'll be able. I don't think they'll be able to just turn it on beforehand. I think what they're going to do is set it in motion legally. So even if they can't get it because it's not ready for prime time yet, they're going to, you know, enact whatever, forcing banks to convert to something or get it kind of turned on and prepped. They're doing this already with Trump with the war. I mean, that apparently they're setting a trap or setting it up. that if Trump, you know, assuming Trump gets in, that he will not be able to pull troops out from any war engagements that they're in, right? I mean, I already assumed that we're going to be in a war by then anyway. I mean, it's, you know, if nothing else, to get Trump mired into a war and force him to use the deep state, you know, whatever, whether it's a false flag, what have you. But it seems like they're going even further and trying to make change the laws that the executive, right, the person in charge of the military will not be able to take the military out, right? So they're already playing the pipe on that, which, you know, I don't want to get you all riled up and think I'm doubting you with everything, but it does show, you know, that they're not completely confident that they have this thing in the bag. You know, it's if they all they had to do was flip the switch, they wouldn't be probably doing things like that, showing their hand about how desperate they are. But nevertheless, I think we're going to see the equivalent of Saddam Hussein, right? Saddam Hussein was all powerful. When he knew his time was over, he didn't just leave. He starts getting backed out the door like a cornered animal, and he lights all the oil wells on fire. Says, screw you, and here's all the damage when I'm going out. So I think that's what they'll do. I mean, turn on the banking, the digital banking currency. Go ahead and get that started. And if nothing else, it'll be hard for Trump to unravel that or to back that off. Get him into the wars and set legal traps that he can't just change immediately. Do things as far as the medical system too. Keep in mind, everything that they do, it's going to be, of course, Trump will be, you know, walking into all of this damage that they do, changes of rules that then he's going to have to fight and go back, and it's going to go all through the courts, maybe get up to the Supreme Court. I mean, it's going to be unraveling, and it's going to take many years to do it. And that's probably part of the plan, because Trump only has 4 years. So they know he doesn't have a full 8 years to unravel this. It's going to take 2 to 3 years just to, you know, sort all this stuff out. So I think that's probably the plan, is just to bog him down with all of this, with their plan, and regardless how much Trump can fix or not fix, like it's like what happened with the wall. It's take the wall and multiply that by everything that they're going to throw on him.
So, it's going to take states. It's going to take states to resist. If states say no, states kiss my butt. States secede. States split up. States. It's going to take the people. So I'm really, this is how you get into revolutions and wars,
and, I mean,
and it's funded by people that want it and profit from it.
Yes, and I know, and this other quick point, I know you're going to cringe to just bite your lip for a minute, but it also reinforces the importance, bite down hard here, Ernie. It's also going to show the importance of his VP pick. Because that is going to set the tone of the next 4 or 8 years. Because assuming this is a red wave, at least in principle, whether or not it shows up at the voting booth or not, but I think enough of Americans are just seeing through this, there's going to be a whole philosophy change. I mean, wokeism alone is already feeling like yesterday. It doesn't have the same bite. I mean, average people are just turning on it on droves. There's definitely a personality cultural shift going into this next election or season. I think it's going to be a definite blowback.
Lucky for Frank, it's the next issue is who's going to be the VP guy. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
We have Trump says Tulsi Gabbard is on his VP shortlist. Who else? Well, I'm looking this up and I'm going, all right, this is the names that, you know, floated here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.